Time to go beyond the playbook. Talk some Bills football with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, Matt, as we approach this 2017 season, owner Terry Pegula set an expectation that he wants the team to earn respect. Now, we hear a lot about winning, losing, playoffs, but how exactly do you quantify respect?
You don't. Look, he suggests that he wants teams around the league to essentially fear coming into Buffalo, along with the desire to see hard work as the hallmark of the new team's image. There's no question that the Bills lack respect around the league, making Buffalo an undesirable place for free agents, but that's what happens when you perennially lose, and in that respect, creates a bit of an opportunity catch-22 in that it's tough to win without talent, and really tough to attract talent if you don't win, and that wasn't always the case for Buffalo, as it kind of seemed like forever ago that linebacker Takeo Spikes left Cincinnati for the Bills, not over money or playing time, but because he wanted to join a playoff-caliber team. Ironically, Spikes not only didn't see the playoffs in Buffalo, he never saw the postseason in his entire 15-year career. And unfortunately for the Bills, it's been 17 years, and no matter how hard the team works, if they don't win and break that playoff drought, respect is going to continue to elude this franchise.
So on to the season, Matt. All right, how do you see the Bills ending that infamous playoff drought in their quest for that respect?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be an uphill battle. Their schedule looks brutal, and quite frankly, the team makeup seems to be torn between winning now or rebuilding. But let's take a look at the schedule component first. The Bills have the fifth toughest schedule in the entire NFL based on their opponents' records from last year. Now, this is no guarantee that all of these teams are going to be good again, but certainly the best barometer we have. Regardless of how the schedule falls, one glaring difference between good teams and bad teams is their record at home. And unfortunately for the Bills, they've been the definition of middling at home. Over the last 3 years, they've gone 14-10 in Orchard Park, and that's just not good enough. Great and even above average teams win the vast majority of their home games and look for more of a split in their road records. And with the Bills' tough schedule, not squandering that home field advantage is certainly going to be critical.
Well, you brought up the idea that the makeup of the roster is a concern. How so?
Oh, wow. I feel like we need about half an hour to take this one apart, but I'll give it a shot in short order here. So let's start first and foremost with quarterback Tyrod Taylor. So far, he's been the epitome of an average starting quarterback in the NFL. He's not great, but he's not bad either. Now, maybe he takes a step forward this season, which that would certainly have a major impact on the Bills' fortune. If not, the Bills may just find themselves middling once again, not bad enough to have a top-five pick, but not good enough for the playoffs either, and this is a big if. The segue to that is the support Taylor can expect. Look no further than the guys he's going to be throwing the ball to. The Bills' wide receiver core is led by Sammy Watkins, and it's incredibly thin beyond that. If Watkins stays healthy and second-round pick Zay Jones turns out to have an immediate impact, things could be looking up for the Bills' offense. But as I mentioned big ifs before, this is a colossal if. Every team has injuries, and it's tough to expect a rookie second-round pick to come in and have a major impact. But what shouldn't require a big if, though, is the defense. They should absolutely improve from last year's performance as they're returning to a 4-3 scheme, which many of the same players, particularly on the defensive line, excelled under just a couple of years ago. So add it all up, and if I had to make a prediction, I see the Bills going 7-9 or 8-8 at best. The defense should be good enough to notch some unexpected wins, but the question marks on offense are just too big to expect the Bills to take a major step forward this season.
Matt Sabuda will be talking a lot of Bills football as we move forward. And as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.